Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Gilbert Campos and Dolores Campos. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, because it was impeded on the other days, it seems opportune to celebrate the Mass, a votive Mass, of Paul the Cross, whose feast day normally is celebrated on the 19th. In the United States, we transfer it to the 20th because of the North American martyrs, and so today is an unimpeded day, so let's spend some time with Paul the Cross. He's the founder of the Passionist Order, and he himself lived a life of intense passion and penance, even from his earliest age. We'll get to that in a moment, but remember, just as today we look at these readings, they scream to us of another passage of Scripture which we went over some time ago. Remember, our Lord gave that parable saying of the unjust, that unjust steward who was unworthy of his post, and so his master said, "You're out. Make your accounts ready, and let's get it done." And then he didn't know what to do, so he said, "I will, by fraud, make some sort of benefit for my master and also for me, so that I will be able to be received well into another house, because I'm only good for doing it as when I do." He made use of worldly wisdom and cheated in that way and was praised by his deceitful master. In the same way, we see something here today, reminding us of you who are in the world know how to judge the signs of the times of everything that you see going on around you. You know what the weather is going to predict, and you prepare for it. Well, if we know in the same way and we use our worldly wisdom in this way, why don't we use the spiritual wisdom that God has given us? We know what leads to eternal life. We know what the final test is going to be about. We know what the last hours of our life are going to be spent in. We know everything that is coming because it's all given to us in sacred Scripture. We as Catholics have the whole of the mystical writings given to us, which are the treasure of the Church. We listen to the sacred Scriptures proclaimed to us every day. We've heard so many sermons upon sermons. We pray the rosary. We do all these things. Well, do we make the real preparations for what our real life is going to be judged upon? Or are we caught up in other things which are ancillary and unimportant? Things that often hinder us in our journey toward God. That's what our Lord is driving at here. St. Augustine, as we always speak about there at the beginning of Lent, I always give you his quotation from St. Augustine there when we enter into the Lenten season and many times throughout, where he says, "There is nothing more profitable for a soul than to spend time meditating upon the passion and death of the Lord." It really is. There's nothing more profitable for you and me to spend our time meditating upon the passion and death of our Lord. So when you pray the rosary and you say, "Well, what mystery should I meditate upon in the day?" St. Augustine would resound with you having the gift of the rosary in that way and said, "Sorrowful mysteries. The sorrowful mysteries, to spend time on that." That's what we do particularly on these Fridays as well, the sorrowful mysteries, to move more deeply into the passion. St. Paul the Cross, when he was but 3 years old, he's a little tyke. He himself was sitting there in church, I believe, and one of the benches upon which people sit was moved, and it crushed his foot. And that little boy didn't let out a yelp until they finally realized that it was crushing his foot and moved it off. And he was given a grace from God to just be staring at the crucifix the whole time. And so even though his pain was great, as a little child, he didn't scream out, but even as an interior grace, when he was barely able to form words, was able to unite that to the sufferings of Christ. Again, there was a time later on where he was given a vision in prayer, and there was a vision of a scourge, of a lashes, of a device of penance, where it was given before him, and on each one of the little, what do you call those things, the things that hit you with, whatever those are called, on the flagellum, was emblazoned the word love, love, love. And he was told by the Lord that this is the way in which you will embrace my love. So he knew that his life was given to a life of penance, even from his earliest ages, that that's the way he would glorify God and receive many graces from him. And so he always sought ways of embracing the sufferings that God had given him, and even to go beyond that, to take them on. That's how he founded the Passionist Order, which is an order that focuses totally upon the sufferings of Christ and seeks to fill up, as the Scriptures say, what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ in my own flesh. Recognizing there are so many people within the world, even faithful souls who come to Mass every single day, who do not fast, who do not take on penances, who do not offer themselves in this way, well, we will do it on their behalf, so that what is necessary for the salvation of souls may be stored up in the treasury of the Church to be distributed to all of her children. We'll do the penance that nobody else will do. St. Paul the Cross embraced that life. And so, how did he die? He died just as he wished to live. The one thing that he asked for on his deathbed wasn't, "Could you give me a really sweet taste? Could you give me my favorite food? Could you prepare for me something that's very nice? Could you bring my friends and family together so that I'll be consoled at this time by those touches that I haven't had for so long living in this religious life?" He didn't ask for anything like that. The only consolation that he asked for was this: "Will one of you read for me the gospel, particularly the passion of Christ? Will you read for me what our Lord went through?" so that in the moment of my final agony, I might be reminded of our Lord's final agony. A truly blessed death is what he had, meditating on nothing else but the passion of Christ. You and I can gain too. One, maybe we're not given to the same graces of being able to actively seek out in extremity the way in which St. Paul, the cross, and the Passionists do. But each of us is called to embrace the penances that are laid before us, and the fasting and the prayer which is common to all Christians, no matter what their state in life is. But as we who are seeking God all the more, and by dedicating our lives to him in these particular ways, seeking more of him, which is why we come to Mass like this, to seek to embrace those things which are even beyond, to add in that way, as St. Paul says, to fill up that which is lacking in the sufferings of Christ, even in my own flesh. St. Paul of the Cross lived this in such a preeminent way, and on this day, which is a Friday, which is a day on which we abstain from all flesh meats, recognizing that our Lord's flesh was torn, and so all flesh this day should cause a revulsion within my soul, even to see. To seek to meditate all the more upon the passion of the Christ, as we pray those mysteries which brought about our salvation. St. Paul of the Cross is our example, and if we follow that example, we too will end just as blessedly as he, receiving that precious blood, which he so often had consolations from in his prayer and sacrifice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.